All this week, we are celebrating sustainability in the Northland, leading up to the 22nd annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival, September 12th. And we'll kick off our series this morning with one of the artisans demonstrating at the festival. Now, of course, the Harvest Festival is all about food. Let's not get confused about that. It's all about food. But it also has a lot to do with sustainability and being environmentally friendly and, of course, just plain being creative with the sorts of things that are on hand. Katie Shimoleski is the president-elect of the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild, and they're going to be doing demonstrations at this year's Harvest Festival. Katie joins us on the line this morning. Hi, Katie. Nice to have you with us. Katie, are you there? Good morning.
I am.
Good morning. It's so nice to have you with us this morning. Really appreciate your taking the time. So what's the connection between the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild and the Harvest Festival?
Well, the Duluth Fiber Guild is under the auspice of the Art Institute, the Duluth Art Institute, and we've been around since 1974. We are a group that really looks to sustainable. Our rug weavers reuse clothing and all kinds of textiles to make rugs. So we have been involved with the Harvest Fest and that movement for a number of years now. They've been kind enough to give us a space there.
Katie, I've got to ask you, because I am so old that I actually have, I hope, somewhere, the original collection of the Foxfire books that came out back in the early or mid-70s.
Oh, my.
Do you see, yeah, that's how old I am. Do you see that trend kind of coming back around again, the idea of people wanting to kind of be sustainable and be able to create and take, in essence, a little bit better care of themselves and their communities without having to go outside quite so far?
We have seen that. As a guild, we have seen younger men and women joining us, being interested in what we're about and interested in, you know, from the raising the sheep and then utilizing the wool, the fiber, dyeing with natural dyes as opposed to the chemical dyes, knitting again. I think it is all coming back. The weaving is making a resurgence also.
Talk about what you'll be demonstrating during the course of the Harvest Festival, you and other members of the Guild.
Well, we have a small travel loom that we bring with us, set up in the tent, and we will be weaving on it, but anybody who wants to give it a try, we have 4-year-olds who stand at that loom and weave, and then people in their 80s, so anybody who wants to give weaving a try will have that opportunity. Spinners will be there with their spinning wheels, spinning, fleece, some of them plying, and people will be knitting. We may have some felters there, so if anybody would like to try felting the wool, that will be available. And also we have on display items that we have created. Every year we do what we call a challenge, and we find something out of our studio that members can use. We put it in a bag. They have no idea what they're getting, but they have to use it to create something. And the results are just always very fun and exciting and creative.
You mean it could, like, be dust bunnies?
Well, just about.
Just checking.
Just about. Yeah, no, it's seriously, it's usually some type of firebird, but one year we found some round metal rings, and I have no idea why we had them, but we thought, well, and we gave those rings out, and people did all kinds of fun things with them, using fiber, but creating something. So, it's a way to repurpose the things that we're not using in the studio, and we end up with just great results.
You know, I've always been, I knit a little bit, but I've mm-hmm. always been fascinated by the idea of working at a loom and of learning to weave. And yet it seems that it's a really, I mean, it seems intimidating only because of the upfront expense right away. What would you say to folks that say, wow, I'd really like to learn how to do this, but I don't know how I can, you know, afford a room dedicated to a huge, big loom and that sort of thing?
Right. What I would say is there are all types of looms. There are Inkle looms, which are fairly inexpensive, very small, but people can do very creative things with those. The frame looms are fascinating, the things that can be done on small frame looms. People can create their own looms even. They're not that difficult to build. But better than that is any member of the Fiber Guild can rent one of our looms. We have equipment down there. And that's the equipment we use when we give our classes. There's a beginner's weaving class starting this fall. It's listed in the Art Institute's catalog. And the looms, the spinning wheels, other equipment, if you're a member of the Fiber Guild, are available for rental. And that really allows, you know, just taking a class or renting a loom allows somebody to really give it a try and find out if they like it and before they make any kind of investment. And then, of course, members are always kind of trading equipment. So new looms are quite expensive, but often old used looms will be available for sale. And those are less expensive, but still very functional.
So once again, I knew you'd have a genius answer. You have the opportunity to take the class and experiment a little bit more. The equipment is available for you to practice on and to try on and to rent. And you can go from there. As far as knitting needles are concerned, man, they are so easy to find, unfortunately, at secondhand stores. And social media has been a wonderful thing, I think, for people to kind of put out an APB and say, I'd like to learn to knit or crochet, or I'd like to learn to do thus and such. And there's usually somebody around that can give you a hand to help you get started.
Definitely is, yes. Yes. We have a website that has a lot of information, too, and a lot of photos if people just kind of want to get a sense of who we are and what we do. And our website is Duluth Fiber Handcrafters, all one word, .org.
We will get a link set up so that folks can find that easily and take a look at the kinds of pieces that you're talking about. Katie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What a treat.
Thank you, Lisa.
Katie Shimoleski joined us this morning here on Northland Morning. It's Sustainability Week, and the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters will be doing demonstrations at the Lake Superior Harvest Festival September 12th. We're celebrating sustainability in the Northland leading up to the Harvest Festival. It's the 22nd annual already, September 12th, and you can get more information on our website at kumd.org.